headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie and Hope with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, parts of the Great Barrier Reef have been covered in the thick blanket of coral spawn and has left room for restoration work. Trillions of eggs and sperm are released by corals to increase their chances of survival. However, according to scientists, only 1 million grow into coral. CSIRO and Southern Cross University have been successful in seeing positive results following their testing on Lizard Island. The tests aim to increase resettlement of coral by, quote, deploying larval seed boxes, end quote. The reef will be monitored over the coming years and positive results are hoped to be seen by researchers.
The Queensland Teachers Union has said it will continue strike action over a continuing pay dispute with the state government. They are yet to decide on a date for a 24-hour strike, but will begin after-school rallies across the state next Thursday. This is to ensure exams for senior students can go ahead as normal. Majority of union members voted against a proposed pay rise from the state government offered at the end of October, which included a 3-year 8% pay rise.
In national news, the Wiggles have admitted that the Emma Bow headband likely breached consumer law due to not providing mandatory safety warnings. Anthony Field, the Blue Wiggle, signed a court enforceable undertaking, acknowledging that the headbands did not include consumer warnings about the 4-button batteries included in each headband. Between June 2022 to March 2024, the Wiggles allegedly sold more than 3,100 headbands. These were recalled in August 2024 due to not meeting Australian Competition and Consumer Commission requirements. The Wiggles will also dedicate an episode of their podcast, Wiggle Talk, to discussing button battery safety.
The Victorian government will be proposing new laws to increase police powers at protests. This will give police further powers to remove masks of protesters if they believe they have or will commit a crime. These laws will see attachment devices like glue, locks and ropes banned, and ban the public display of symbols used by terrorist organisations. The Victorian government is also set to propose laws to try children over 14 as adults in adult courts for specific crimes.
In international news, the US Supreme Court has rejected calls to overturn same-sex legislation. Former Kentucky court clerk Kim Davis's appeal was turned away, and in 2015 it was reported that Davis rejected same-sex marriage licenses. Davis reported that her faith was the reason she could not comply with the High Court's ruling, and she was jailed for court contempt in September 2015. She was released shortly after. The justices turned away the appeal with no further comment.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the